What? Are you okay? Maybe because you just came back from the kitchen looking like you're sick. Is everything okay? Did something happen? Okay, yeah, if something is important that you need to tell me, yeah. Should I be nervous? Honey, you can tell me anything. What is it? Oh, you don't like having sex? Like, you don't feel sexually attracted to anybody? So you're asexual? Yeah, that's awesome. I'm glad you told me. Yeah, well, yeah, it makes sense a lot more now. Why you always seem to shy away whenever the topic comes up. So, physical intimacy is completely off limits then, or would you maybe be down to try something eventually? I mean, I don't really mind either way. I just want to know what your boundaries are so I can make sure that I'm respecting them. Because, I mean, I don't know much about it, but I've heard that not every asexual person is the same. It's a spectrum, right? So. Okay, yeah, that's really good to know. Hey, wait, babe. No, are you kidding me? I'm not gonna break up with you because of that. No, come here. I really like you. Yes, I mean it. You being asexual doesn't change anything about us. Yeah, I mean, I have sexual urges and needs, I guess if you want to call it that. I like sex, but it's not all there is to a relationship, no matter how much the media wants us to think about that. Hey, we can talk about compromise and figure out the boundaries someday, but how about not now, okay? We'll cross that bridge when we get there. We don't have to go into some kind of contract-making agreement thing right now. Yeah, we can take this slow. Slow as you want. I just want you to know that I accept you. 1,000%. I don't need sex from you if that's not something you're comfortable with. Because you give me so much romantic and emotional love and support and intellectual fulfillment. That's all I could really ever ask for. You're an amazing partner. You actually give a shit about me and are good at communication, like we're doing right now. So if sex isn't something you enjoy, I'll just handle my own sexual urges. I have plenty of toys for that anyway, so yeah, it doesn't make me think any less of you. I promise. Sweetie, you're shaking. Yeah, I get it. Well, not completely, but I mean, not that I don't get you being asexual. I mean, I get the nervousness, I think. You know what? I can tell that this has made you really nervous. And that is completely okay. So, I just need you to know that I am so beyond happy that you felt comfortable enough opening up to me about this. Okay? Seriously. I mean it. It means a lot that you like me so much that you were willing to, I don't know, go out on a limb and tell me this, even with your fears. I'm totally okay with you being asexual. Well, it sucks that you thought this would be a deal breaker, but I guess I'm happy to tell you it's not. I would never break up with you over something like this. This is about your comfort and being who you are. I like you, and I like all the parts of you, even the ones I haven't gotten to meet yet. Yeah, yes, even those, because I love spending time with you, and I want to keep getting to know you, and we'll just figure out the rest in time. I want to make this work with you. Yes, honey, I want to be with you. Not for your body, not for sex. Not for your amazing dad jokes, though that is a plus. For you. Look, I know we only started dating this past year, but honestly, it's been really refreshing. I've never felt pressure to go straight to the bedroom with you, and now I know why. But in my past relationships, things progressed so fast, and with you, it's just, I've had time to breathe. Like, I feel like we've really been able to take our time to get to know each other, explore ourselves and what it is being ourselves with another person. Every date with you has been fun, unique, special, without any looming expectation of things getting physical. And honestly, it's been amazing. I've really appreciated it. Okay, here, I will tell you this. I will reassure you as much as you need. I am not I didn't mean to laugh at that. I mean it. I appreciate you. And I am so lucky to have you in my life. All right? Being really connected with someone emotionally is leagues better than having sex with someone. What does that even last? Like, okay. So, sex is one thing, but what about, say, cuddling?
Yeah.
Awesome, because I really love cuddling too. And it's way better than sex anyway. Well, what are you waiting for? Come here. Give me a big hug. I know. I don't know what that was. Was that an accent? I don't know. I accept you for who you are, and I really want to keep seeing you. I like you a lot. And honestly, I've never wanted a relationship to work more than I do this one. And I promise you, everything that I am, I will do whatever it takes to make this work. Okay? So don't sweat it. Especially when you give such amazing hugs. So, sex, a no. Hugs and cuddles, definitive yes. What about kissing? Yeah? Okay. Open. I can work with that. Would you want to try a kiss? It's totally fine if you don't, if right now it's not the right moment. It's totally fine. Okay. No, you don't have to be nervous. It's okay. I don't want to force you to do something you're not ready for. Okay. All right. We can try a little one then. Thank you. How was that? Yeah. It was sweet. Just like you. But again, thank you for being so open and honest with me. I can tell that was a huge step for you, and now it's been a huge step for us. And I want to keep taking steps with you, getting to be your partner. I love you.